Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Gail Buskey can join us again. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president and CEO of Team DoubleClick, which is an organization that helps people get together with virtual assistants. And today's Administrative Assistance Day, National Administrative Assistance Day, and we're going to get Gail to talk to us about what's going on out there in that part of the marketplace. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Gail. You know, ever since I've been doing my show, I think the first time I did a show on Administrative Assistance Day, it wasn't called Administrative Assistance Day. Back in 1998, they were still calling it Day, weren't they?
They sure were. And then they, administrative assistants and secretaries, whichever you want to call them, they have come a long ways in that amount of time.
Absolutely. In fact, the organization was called Secretary, International Secretaries, I forgot the exact name of it, but then they changed that name, so now it's, and I think that's more appropriate, because as you and I have spoken before, Gail, assistants are doing a lot more stuff. They're pretty much almost executive levels these days with all the responsibilities they have, all the technology they're required to manage, all the communication that they're required to work on, all the financial stuff. I mean, most executives I know couldn't do what they do, even come close to doing what they do without their professional beside them there.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and we have clients whose administrative assistants literally manage their businesses for them. So, I mean, there's just no end to the things that they do for executives.
Well, and I know a lot of people who their job requires them to schmooze with customers, you know, golf and dinners and different events that they've got to go to work with customers. It's not just their events that they invite their customers to, but they have to go and attend things for their customers at their customer's location. And while they're gone, somebody has to hold the fort down, don't they?
Exactly. Well, and a lot of times, too, we're seeing that our clients are sending their administrative assistant to some of these events that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So it may be the business owner that goes, but it may also be the administrative assistant that goes either at the same time or instead of the executive. So they're doing so much more.
Absolutely. And today with desktop publishing that people have been doing now for quite a while, with electronic spreadsheets, with social media, all the different new ways of doing business, of connecting with people, staying connected, organizing all those things, improving the quality of our presentations, of you know, all the different things that we have to do. It's a pretty sophisticated job these days, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and I always tell people, you know, we use the term administrative assistant. Well, here we use the term virtual assistant because our assistants aren't in the office with the client. They're in another office. So, and I always say, you know, we use that term very loosely. You know, an administrative assistant or a virtual assistant these days can really mean an accountant, a bookkeeper, desktop publisher, graphic design, marketing, working in social media. So it just really runs the gamut of what they do these days.
Well, absolutely. And that's another very important thing. Over the last 20 years or so, teleworking has really become a major part of the landscape. And, you know, I don't have a virtual assistant, but I have an employee who's virtual 4 days out of 5.
Right.
And so the way we think about work these days, the way we think about managing people, the way we think about acquiring talent, getting the job done, every day that goes by, people are more and more comfortable with not having all your employees under your nose.
Absolutely. Well, it's really amazing how much can be done electronically. I was talking with someone the other day, and we were talking about how far technology has come and how much more we're able to do than even 10 years ago. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we've got, you can back up your files online now. I've been working with someone. We've been using Dropbox, another new technology. So I have a copy of a file on my computer, and he has a copy of the same file on his computer, and Dropbox lets us sync those two files. So if he makes a change, I see it. If I make a change, he sees it. So it's really so much like being in the same office, even though you may be hundreds of miles apart. It's just amazing.
Well, and see, that's the case. Even if your assistant is not virtual, you know, as I said earlier, if you're traveling around talking to customers, that relationship is virtual. Even though they're sitting in your office and you're on the road, wherever you may be, think about how much of the time, if you've got customers who are, you know, out of your area, think about how much of the time you and your assistant are working virtually.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and even, you know, so often these days, even if you're in the same office, we still do so much virtually. I'm thinking even within our own office. I instant message my business partner, and he's in the next room over. I could knock on the wall, and he would hear me.
You know, we do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. We do the same thing here.
We instant message and all the time here, and even though I could yell at them, I could just barely raise my voice and talk to them through the walls, so to speak. But the main thing that I want to get across this segment is that an administrative assistant has got to be able to have a lot of skills, and that requires education. I mean, the education requirements are so much higher these days for a professional administrative assistant. And so, folks, if that's something that you aspire to, you got to get training. It doesn't have to be a college course; it could be a continuing education course, right?
You're right. You know, and then we look for people. You know, we usually work with small and home-based business clients.
Gail, hold on that thought. Give us your website quickly, please.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Are we going out tonight?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.